2 Samuel chapter 24. Again the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he incited David against them, saying, "Go number Israel and Judah." The king said to Joab and the commanders of the army who were with him, "Go now through all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba, and number the people, so that I may know how many people there are." But Joab replied to the king, "Now the Lord your God add to the people 100 times as many as they are now, and right before the eyes of my lord the king. But why does my lord the king want to do this?" The king's word, however, overruled Joab and the commanders of the army. So Joab and the commanders of the army went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. They passed over the Jordan and camped in Aroer, on the south side of the town that is in the middle of the valley toward Gad, then on to Jazer. Then they came to Gilead and to the land of Tatim-Hadshi, proceeding to Dan-Ja'an and around to Sidon. Then they came to the fortress of Tyre and to all the towns of the Hivites and the Canaanites. Then they went on to the Negev of Judah as far as Beersheba. After 9 months and 20 days of having gone through all the land, they returned to Jerusalem. Joab reported the total number of the people to the king. There were 800,000 valiant warriors who drew the sword in Israel, and 500,000 in Judah. But David's heart felt guilty after he had numbered the people. So David confessed to the Lord, "I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, O Lord, please remove the iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly." When David got up in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and tell David, this is what the Lord says. I am offering you 3 options. Choose one of them, that I may do it to you." So Gad came to David and told him, "Shall 7 years of famine come on you in your land, or will you flee for 3 months before your enemies while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days of pestilence in your land? Now think about it and decide what answer I should bring back to him who sent me." David said to Gad, "I am in quite a quandary. Let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. Don't let me fall into the hand of man." So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel from the morning even to the appointed time. There were 70,000 people who died from Dan to Beersheba. When the angel of the Lord stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented of the calamity and told the angel who was destroying the people, "That's enough. Pull back your hand." The angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. David pleaded with the Lord when he saw the angel striking down the people, "I alone am the one who sinned and have done this wickedness. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand of judgment be on me and my father's house." Then Gad came that day to David and said to him, "Go up and build an altar to the Lord at the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite." So David went up just as the Lord had instructed through Gad. Now Araunah looked out and saw the king and his servants coming toward him. Araunah went out and bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. Then Araunah asked, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" David replied, "To buy your threshing floor from you to build an altar to the Lord, so that the plague may be averted from the people." Araunah said to David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up whatever seems good to him. Look, here are oxen for the burnt offering, and threshing sledges and yokes from the oxen for the wood. All this, O king, Araunah gives to the king." Araunah continued speaking to the king, "The Lord your God accept you." The king responded to Araunah, "No, but I insist on buying it from you, for I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. There David built an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord answered the prayers for the land, and the plague on Israel was stopped.